here on RTRFM with Pam Boland, and it's time for Fitter Happier.
Fitter Happier. A program about your health for your health.
It is time for Fitter Happier. Good morning and welcome to the show about your health. They've always got your back. They're always looking out for you. Now, there are syphilis cases increasing across WA. So it's time for Fitter Happier to put the spotlight back on sexual health. Joining us today to discuss all things sexual health is Lisa Tomney, Senior Policy and Planning Officer at the Department of Health. Welcome, Lisa, to On The Record's Fitter Happier. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Pam. Thanks for having our program on with you today.
No, I'm so excited to hear from you. Now, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and the work that you do?
I'm a Senior Policy and Planning Officer in the Sexual Health and Bloodborne Virus Program. The team that I lead manage portfolios focused on all things sexual health and also healthy relationships. Our primary role, of course, is to coordinate the prevention and control of STIs and bloodborne viruses in WA, and we sit within a broader team in the Communicable Disease Control Directorate. And more importantly, we manage the vibrant and contemporary Healthy Sexual website and the ongoing Healthy Sexual campaigns, which are all about our motto of talk, test and protect. Healthy Sexuals encourages people to have positive conversations about sexual health and helps people to embrace sexual health as an integral part of their overall general health and well-being.
It's definitely something that we need to consider. Now, some people might think that syphilis is not something that they're considering. It's a disease from the Middle Ages and that it's long been eradicated, but cases of syphilis are increasing in WA, right? So what can we know about it? What is syphilis and how do you get it?
Yeah, thanks, Pam. Look, as they say, syphilis is no longer an STI that's just for nobles and kings, as we all have seen documented in history. It's with us now. It's a bacterial infection, and it's unfortunately a far more common STI in 2023. So if we look at, what the signs and symptoms are of syphilis, the first sign is a painless sore that can appear on the genitals, the anus or the mouth about 3 to 12 weeks after sex with a person who's infected with syphilis. The sore can be any size or shape. It can go away within a week or two, but if untreated, the bacteria is still in the body. And also, if left undiagnosed and untreated, at about 6 to 12 months after being infected, a rash appears on the palm of the hands and the feet or the face and other parts of the body. And sometimes your hair can fall out from your eyebrows and your head. And also, tragically, if it is left undiagnosed and untreated at about 2 years after the infection, there can actually be damage to the nervous system, the brain and the blood system. And I do say here, if it's left untreated.
It's so something to be looking out for. So we all need to be aware of it, and it's good to hear symptoms because maybe we wouldn't go searching for it otherwise if these misconceptions about it being a disease that doesn't exist anymore really hung out with us for too long. How can you get tested for syphilis?
Sure. The usual test for syphilis is a simple blood test performed by a health professional. However, you will find in some clinics these days they have available a thing called a rapid point of care test that can be performed as well. But generally speaking, it would be your health professional taking blood.
Is that like a GP, so people can go to their GPs and get tested for this kind of thing?
Absolutely. You can go to their local GP or their normal GP that they go to, or if they feel they can go to a specific sexual health clinic.
That's pretty good, I guess. Why is it so important to get tested?
Well, Well, you know, most people think that they'll be able to tell if their partner, or if they or their partner has syphilis, but, you know, many people don't show any symptoms, or the symptoms are so mild that they don't actually notice them. They may just think it's something else. But, you know, it's so important to get tested because, you know, our overall data, as you said, syphilis cases have risen in WA right across the state. And in fact, if we look at some of the data, there were 842 notifications in 2022 compared with 393 notifications back in 2019. So that's 114% increase, which is really concerning. And I think another important point to make is about travelling overseas now that we can plan for that again post-COVID, you know, because STIs are also really common overseas and you should always use condoms and dental dams when having sex.
It's definitely...
I think the treatment even more so important for people who are pregnant or planning pregnancy. Because congenital syphilis is a form of syphilis that occurs when a pregnant person with syphilis actually passes the infection to their baby during pregnancy. And this is a grave concern. You know, it might present in the unborn baby, the newborn baby, or even later. But this can be prevented by testing, attending antenatal appointments and the appropriate treatment.
How do we treat syphilis?
Syphilis is usually treated with a penicillin given by an injection into muscle. And there are other treatments and alternatives if you're allergic to penicillin, and that would be spoken about with your health professional. The amount of time you need to be treated, that depends a little bit on the stage of the infection and when you were diagnosed. And also, once you've actually completed that regime of treatment, you need to go back to the clinic for another test just to make sure that you've actually cleared and are cured of the infection.
So it's not scary. People can just, you know, they go get tested, they can get a treatment. Where can they go and get tested and treated? We talked about GPs earlier, sexual health clinics. Yes. What are we thinking? Where do people go?
Same place, sexual health clinics, your local GP, they'll all be able to test and treat. So that's definitely the place to go. You can get more information on this, you know, like where to go through the sexual health helpline, which is 1-800-198-205.
So people...
We'd love people to go to the Healthy WA website or the Healthy Sexual website, which you can just Google.
Yeah.
And you'll find lots of information about where you can go and get tested there.
You can, absolutely. And if people don't want to go see their regular GP, you know, there's sexual health clinics around that are specialising in this. So give it a Google or head onto that website, healthywa.wa.gov.au or healthysexual.com.au. But what can people do to protect themselves against this? So if they, you know, if they just want to be safe and they want to protect themselves against STIs like syphilis and just keep sexually healthy in general, what can they do?
Sure. Well, as a healthy sexual campaign talks about, it's talk. So talk openly with your sexual, about sexual health with your partners and your health professionals. Test, so get tested regularly and treated if you need to. And protect, so use condoms and dams to protect yourself and your sexual partners. And just try to think more holistically about your sexual health being, you know, part of your everyday health and well-being, and open up to people about it.
It doesn't have to be a special occasion thing or a once-a-month thing that you think about. Definitely integrating it into your regular health considerations is important. That's what we love. All right.
Absolutely.
Where can people go for more information? We said about the healthysexual.com.au website. We can go healthywa.wa.gov.au. What are we missing out on?
Just Perth Metro callers, if you're listening in, you can call 9227 6178 make appointments and find out more information there.
Absolutely. And we did mention the Sexual Health Helpline, which is available to country callers too, which is 1-800-198-205. Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Lisa.
Thank you. No problem. So, yeah, all your listeners, I just encourage you, talk, test and protect.
Talk, test and protect. Thanks, Lisa.
Thanks, Pam.
That was Lisa Tomney, Senior Policy and Planning Officer at the Department of Health. Talk and protect. We're talking and protecting ourselves. We need to look after ourselves for sexual health. It's important. If you want to find out more, absolutely, jump on all those websites we mentioned, Healthy Sexual or healthywa.wa.gov.au.